Yeah, I had a roommate in college. He was a foreign exchange student from Kyrgyzstan. And the guy did not take a shower at all, maybe once a month. And it smelled like a camel and everything like that in our room. Oh, he only owned two pairs of shirts and three pairs of pants and one pair of socks.
He's efficient, I guess.
It was awful.
So did you ever say anything to him about that?
Yeah, finally, I mean, a bunch of my buddies, you know, we were sitting out in the hall and stuff like that, and he walked by with the room, and they started talking about him, and I finally just sat down with him. I said, hey, you need to start taking showers and stuff like that. You know, people really started to make fun of you a lot and stuff, and it's like he didn't understand me or anything like that. He just kept saying, oh, I don't have very many clothes. And I said, it doesn't matter that you don't have very many clothes. You just need to take a shower and stuff like that. And I don't think it got to him. He went to take a shower once a week. But, I mean, there'd be times that he'd even wash his hair and his feet in the sink of the bathroom or stuff like that. And this is the sink that I wash my, or brush my teeth in and everything like that.
Gross.
It was.
So it didn't work. Confronting him didn't work.
Well, it kind of worked. Like I said, he went taking a shower once a week, but...
Yeah. It's almost like you need to have that segment, like, maybe I should call Queer Eye for the straight guy for this guy. Or get Oprah on the line or something. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Oh, God, yeah. B.O. is one of the most offense. Like, there's a million smells worse than B.O., but just fact that someone, like, is constantly under, like, 2 inches of it, just bathed in B.O. constantly, the fact that someone can live like that is just so horrifying.
Oh, yeah.
Good.